At least for me, the time of the homily is the most nerve-wracking part of our liturgy. And why is this? Because at this point, everybody is seated, well, apart from those persons who are standing over in the corner there, you know, but we do have some seats up here, if you don't mind sitting in the front, you know, we have space. But people, they sit and they look towards the person who is preaching. And they're wondering, what is he going to say today? And because of this great expectation, then somehow it makes the preacher a little bit on the nervous side. Maybe apart from those people who are great public speakers and they just like to see an audience and they get up and they can say anything. But what is it that we have? What is it that we hear at this point? Is it that we expect someone to preach something that we want to hear? And we get disappointed if the preacher does not say what we want. We may think that there are certain hot topic issues that need to be addressed. But what is it that the preacher needs to do? So maybe, like the unmarried man that Paul mentioned in his reading, and I'm one of those, we do get anxious about the things of the Lord. We're anxious about the things of the Lord. And in our first reading, we hear God speaking to Moses, telling him that he will raise up another prophet like himself. And that prophet is supposed to speak the word of God to the people, to speak the word that he has received from the Lord, and not to speak his own words, so not to make it up as he goes along, but he is to speak the words that come from the Lord. And as the Lord said, because if he does not do this, then he is going to suffer the consequence of that, of preaching his own words. So I think you can understand why this moment would be nerve-wracking. Because the preacher wants to make sure that he is preaching a message that comes from the Lord. And so we can always ask then, what is the Lord saying to us on this occasion, at this time? What is he saying? And I believe that Paul is pointing this out to us. And it has to do with the things that we become anxious about. What do we become anxious about? Are we anxious about the things of the Lord, or are we anxious about other things? And the Lord speaks. The Lord speaks, and he wants to keep before our eyes his things, all those things to do with God. He wants those to be kept before our eyes, and that we look at them and that we respond to them. And what is it about the things of the Lord? The gospel reading tells us exactly what that is. The gospel reading is telling us that we should be very much aware of what is going on around us, what is happening in our midst. Because in that reading, we see that someone was there in the midst of the assembly who had an unclean spirit. So now you can understand what we are anxious about. Because we are in the business of driving out unclean spirits. But how do we drive those out? We drive those out by speaking with authority, and the authority that comes from the Word of God. So it is God's Word and not our word. And when persons become possessed by this unclean spirit, it means that they have taken into themselves things that have nothing to do with the Lord, and they make these their priority. These are the things that need to be driven out. And so there are many unclean spirits that need to be driven out. Jesus could drive these out with authority, so that those around him were amazed. And they said, "Who is this man that even the unclean spirits obey him?" But when we become anxious about the things of the Lord, then all of us will become that prophet. All of us will become that person who can speak with authority. All of us will be able to drive out through our words, and yes, with our actions, the unclean spirits that are among us in our midst. And Paul, in another place, speaking to Timothy, he said that what he wanted him to do was to proclaim the word, to proclaim that word, whether people will hear, accept or not. But he should proclaim that word. And that's what we have to do. That's what every bishop, priest, and deacon is called to do. And that's what every member of the church is called to do. Because through our baptism, we have become, the first thing we're told, prophet. Prophet. And as that prophet, it means that we have to proclaim the word of God. But how can we proclaim what we do not know? Because you see, it's never ever any kind of newfangled thing. The Word of God has not changed. It is the same Word that has been handed on through all these generations, and the Word of the Lord remains forever. So it's not about reinterpreting God's Word. It's about letting that Word change our lives. Because we can become very good at reinterpreting the Word of God to suit our own means and ends. But that's not what it's all about. And therefore, very often when people go to church, they want to hear something that will affirm them in their own sinfulness. But we can't do that. Because if we do that, then we will have to suffer the consequences of that. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, I invite you on this day, as you hear the word of God proclaimed, to look into yourselves and ask yourselves the question, what evil spirit is within me that needs to be driven out? And when that is driven out, that needs to be replaced by something And that needs to be replaced by the person of Jesus himself. And Jesus, who comes to be in us, will transform our lives from within. Because in us, that word will become flesh. And when we go in and among the people, we will be able to proclaim that word. And when we proclaim that word, even the evil spirits will hear us and will be cast out.